Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manna Teaching Ministry. Praise the Lord. We're coming tonight to you talking about faith. Have the faith of God. Amen. And we're going to start in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. So if you turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. And I want to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, I give you glory and I give you praise for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us tonight to meet and to be on the radio and to feed your people, God. You said, feed my sheep if you love me. And God, that's what I seek to do. I just want to be pleasing in your sight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to start in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. And the Bible says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Now, these men were blind. We're going to talk about faith tonight. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw them come into the house, when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, and he said, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But when they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. Amen. So we're going to stop there. We're going to talk about the blind man first. Now, these two men, the Bible says, were blind in verse 27. And the Bible says that they followed Jesus, crying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. So they had faith to believe that that Jesus had the power to heal. Amen. And they saw the miracles that Jesus was doing, and Jesus was known as a healer. Amen. He was the Son of God, and he was a healer in the land. So everybody knew, and people came from miles and miles around just to come to Jesus because they wanted to be healed. And that's what the devil is fighting nowadays in the church. There is not a true healing, really true healing ministry in the church. You might see one or two healings. You might see a sporadically healing, you know, but you don't see mass healings like you did in the days when Jesus walked the land, and in the days when the church, the true church of Jesus Christ in all of his glory, amen, in the book of Acts, when people got saved, the Bible said that these people turned the world upside down, they changed history. This is what God is getting us back to. The Bible says the glory of the latter-day church is going to be greater than the former day. And I do believe that there's going to be a move of God that's coming. And I believe that's why he's moving some people out the way. And we don't have to name names, but anybody that is not ready for this new move of God is going to be moved out of the way. Anybody that is not willing to do exactly what God is telling them to do, the way that God is telling them to do it, and anybody that's bound by man's traditions or afraid to move in the spirit, afraid to speak what thus said the Lord because of what man is doing, that's not part of the new move of God. The new move of God is people that sold out, people that obey God no matter what, people that are not afraid to come against anything that the devil, anybody that the devil uses, no matter who it is, they are not afraid to come up against it. They recognize the devil when they see him using people. They don't have nepotism. We talked about that before. They don't have favoritism with people. They go strictly by the word of God. Those people are the ones that God is going to use, and God is preparing an army. I believe they're on the backside of the desert right now. They're being made. People are being made. Amen. People are being formed. God is forming these people. He's dealing with their hearts. Amen. And he's getting an army ready to really show the world the power of the church before Jesus come back. And I'm so glad that I may be a part of that generation. I hope and pray that I am. Amen. But the Bible says that these two blind men came to Jesus, and he said, Do you believe that I am able to do this? Let's look at this word, believe. Amen. That word believe means think to be true, to be persuaded of, to have confidence in, and it's used in the New Testament. It means of the conviction and trust to which a man is impelled by a certain inner and higher prerogative and law of soul. So this belief is a law in your soulless realm that forces you, amen, to believe, to receive what you believe. It's a word that means that you receive it because you believe it so strongly. Amen. And God explained it to me like this. He said, your spiritual eyes, there's a natural man and there's a spiritual man. The spiritual man has got to be stronger than the natural man. So when you feed the spiritual man, he becomes strong. When you pray in the spiritual man becomes strong. When you fast, the spiritual man becomes strong. In other words, when you do spiritual things, you're feeding and building your spiritual man. Now, we spend a lot of time on this natural man. We feed him, we exercise, we go to work, we make sure we have everything we need for the natural man to be comfortable. Amen. But the Bible says there is a spiritual man, and a lot of us, our spiritual man is lacking. Amen. Our spiritual man is not as strong as our natural man. I want my spiritual man to be stronger than my natural man. That means I cannot continue to feed the flesh. I have to feed the spiritual man. Amen. And when we start thinking like that, fasting won't be hard. It won't be a chore. Amen. Because we have to discipline our flesh. Amen. People don't fast like they used to. Jesus said some kind come out only by prayer and fasting. Jesus said when you pray in the spirit, he said you are building up your spiritual man. When you pray in your tongues, you're building up. Praying in the Holy Ghost, he said, you build up your spiritual man. So these are things that we have to use, amen, to build up ourselves so we can be ready to fight the battle. Amen. But we talked about that last week, fighting the enemy. But the Bible says when he came into the house, the blind man came to him. Now, Jesus, if you remember, a lot of times, and we're going to talk about this again, Jesus always resorted, the Bible says, into a mountain to pray. He always, amen, sought time alone to be with God alone, amen. Or he took his disciples and he spent time with his disciples talking about spiritual things. He spent a lot of time talking about spiritual things, amen. And the Bible says here that these men sought Jesus out. But when they came to him, they called him the son of David. They said, have mercy on us in verse 27. But in verse 28, they came inside the house where he was. And the Bible says the blind man came to Jesus and said, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Now, this is a key verse here because he said, believe ye that I am able. That means, do you believe I have the ability? Do you believe that I can heal you? Amen. They said, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, and he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, sometimes, Jesus did not say that all the time, but a lot of times, he did say, according to your faith, be it unto you. Saints, I hope you grasp what I'm saying tonight. According to your faith, that means you have a charge. You have a responsibility to build your faith if you want to receive from God. Amen. You cannot expect for God to do everything for you. You haven't done in what you're supposed to do, amen, to receive the blessings of the Lord. The Bible said the blessings of the Lord make rich and add of no sorrow. But we want the blessings, but we're not willing to do the work to get the blessings. You know, Ayanna Van Sant, she said that before. You have to do the work. You have to do the work. But she was talking about in the natural life. Amen. And she was talking about spiritually, too, in some realm, just how she deals with the whole man as well. But I'm talking about the word of God. Jesus said, you have to believe that I am able to do this. And this word believe, as I said before, it takes place in the heart. It's not something that takes place in your mind. It's not something you can conjure up. It's not something you can wish upon a star. It's not something you can pray upon so much, but it's building up your spiritual man. The Bible says, then he touched their eyes and he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Amen. But they didn't do that. They went and told everybody. Amen. So the Bible says that, but we're going to read on down. He said, according to your faith. Now, we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 8, and I want to turn over there real quick, if you will. Just go back one chapter. Okay, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, we're going to go down to verse 23. And Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, we're going to start at verse 23 because that's the beginning of that verse, that chapter. In verse 23, the Bible says, he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. So this is Jesus, amen. He rebuked, amen, the winds and the sea. Amen. But let's go back up to verse 13, because that was one of my key verses before we get down there. And we're going to start in verse 8 and 5. The Bible says, Jesus was entering into Capernaum. There came unto him a Caesarean beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed. There goes the key verse again, believe. As you have believed, Jesus said, so be it unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Now I'm noticing that most of the people that Jesus said, be it unto you according to thy faith, were people that were not Jewish people. And I'm trying to see if there is a connection there. Amen. But that'll be part of our study next time. But Jesus said, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. So people that receive miracles right away are people that have faith to believe God. Amen. A lot of people say they have faith, but Jesus said, there's another verse in James that said, you say you have faith. Show me thy faith by thy works. Faith without works is dead. Because faith is an action word. Faith is not just a name. It's not a noun. It's not just a name of something. Faith is an action word. It produces. Amen. When you have real faith, it produces something in your life. Whatever you believe, that's what state you're in. Everything that you have, I heard somebody else say this one time, everything that you have in your life, the situation that you're in right now, everything that you've accomplished in your life is because you had. That's how much faith you had to believe to get where you're at. Anything you ever came out of is because you have faith to come out of it. If you were in a bad marriage and you came out of it, it's because you have faith to believe that you deserve better, that you could do better. Amen. Everybody uses faith whether you know it or not. Amen. So when we say faith, amen, we want to increase our faith. That means we have to build up our spiritual man. If you want to see change take place in your life, you have to build up your faith. Amen. Jesus said, go thy way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And the Bible said his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. So immediately his servant was healed. So he said, go thy way, amen. We believe in this to the saving of the soul, but we find it hard to believe in a miracle for the flesh man. We're going to talk about Luke chapter 8, I believe, is coming up. But, amen, the Bible, remember the scripture where the man said, Jesus said, is it easier to believe to forgive sins or to, say, rise up and walk? But it's easy to believe. We as Christians believe. When I say we believe to the saving of the soul, I mean we believe in salvation. When we come up to the altar, we believe. All we have to do is say the sinner's prayer, repentance, and by God, there it is. We are saved. Amen. That is a spiritual event. That is a spiritual thing. But why can't we use that same faith that we believe that our sins are forgiven to accomplish things in the natural? Because the natural man is so tuned to the natural that sometimes the spiritual eyes are not open to see into the spiritual realm what God is saying. Amen. But we need to train ourselves. We need to train our spiritual man to open up his spiritual eyes. And I know this is deep what I'm saying, and I hope you can hear what I'm saying and go with me. I want you to train yourself to open up your spiritual eyes that you can see things and manifest them in the natural with your spiritual man eyes. Amen. And that takes practice. That you have to change the way you think. You have to change everything that you know. That's why the Bible says you must come to him as a child. Amen. If you come to him as a child with a clean slate, a blank slate, and just come innocent and as a child, like a child would his parents, just believe whatever he tells you and just let it meditate in your heart. And amen, the Bible says that if you come as a child, that he can give you, that your faith can be increased. Amen, but you have to come as a child, Jesus said. So look at this verse. Amen. The Bible says, amen, I want to ask you a question before we go any further. Why is it easier to believe for spiritual things than it is to believe for natural things? That's one thing we want to talk about. And the answer is because we have to see things with the spiritual eyes in the natural world. And that's what I was just talking about. We have to see with our spiritual man's eyes. We have to build up our spiritual man. Those were things that we're talking about tonight. How do we build up our spiritual man? Well, there's three scriptures that talks about references to the spiritual man. And the first one is in 1 Corinthians 2 and 15. So let's turn over there really quick. 1 Corinthians 2 and 15. And the Bible says, well, let's go up a little bit. I want to go to the beginning of this thought with Paul. It starts in verse 6. The Bible says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. So that's a very interesting part, because it's telling you that the princes of this world did not know the plan of God. Because they had known the plan of God, it was a hidden wisdom that God had. Because if the God had not hid it from the princes of this world, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory if they had known the plan of God. But as it is written, the Bible says in verse 9, I have not seen, and ear have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. So this is our spiritual man coming alive. I have not seen, the natural man I have not seen, the natural man ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the natural man's heart, but the spiritual man I have seen, the spiritual man ear can hear. And that's why the Bible says, he that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church in the book of Revelation. And the spiritual man heart can see and believe and have faith to believe the things that God, and to receive the things that God has prepared for you that love him. So God wants you to look at the spiritual part of yourself and build up your spiritual man. Verse 10, the Bible says, God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For God is a spirit. Amen. The Bible says God is a spirit. But God hath revealed them, the things that he hath for us, unto us by his Spirit. Amen. For the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. So the only way that you can reveal, get the revelation of what God has for you, we get bits and pieces, but there's so much more that God wants to reveal to us if we spend time with him. I find the more time I spend with God, the more revelation he gives me, the more I want to spend with him. Amen, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But the Bible said God has revealed them the things that he has for us unto us by his Spirit, because the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, even the deep things of God. Now listen to this in verse 11. The Bible says, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of a man that is in him? The only way you can discern the things of God is through the Spirit of God. Amen. That's why the Bible says, what things knoweth the things of a man? We're in 1 Corinthians 2:11. What man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So it is impossible to know the things of God except by the Spirit of God, and is revealed to our spirit man. Amen. Now the Bible says in verse 12, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So the Bible says we have received the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. That's why the Bible said pray in the Holy Ghost, because you're building up your spiritual man. Look at verse 13. The Bible says, which things also we speak, not in the words that man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So every revelation that you get, everything that God tells you, amen, it's because you compare spiritual things with spiritual. Your spiritual man is receiving the things of the Spirit, because the Spirit, your Holy Ghost, your Holy Ghost that's in you is receiving from the things of God. The Bible said the Holy Ghost teaches us comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's why we don't have to worry about nobody else having a better revelation or nobody else doing something better than us, because what God has for you is for you. Amen. God is going to reveal himself to you to get his will done in your life, to accomplish that thing that he has for you to do through his Holy Spirit. The Bible says in verse 13 that we speak not in the words that man's wisdom teacheth. I want to say this again, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man, the Bible says in verse 14, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Your natural man is blind to the things of God. He is dumb to the things of God. He cannot receive the things of God. The things of God is foolishness to him, the Bible says. Amen. So that's why you be wasting your time. The Bible said, don't cast your pearl before swine, because people that are not in the natural mindset cannot receive the things of the Spirit. We're steady trying to push it into them and push it into them and make them see it, and they cannot see it. It's foolishness unto them. Amen. But the Bible says, neither can he know them. The natural man cannot know the things of the Spirit of God, because they are spiritually discerned. That is the key. Spiritual discernment comes through the Holy Ghost, through your spirit. Amen. God's Spirit feeds your spirit, and the things of God are spiritually revealed to you because they are spiritually discerned. Even as a pastor, as a leader in the church, we have to know when we're feeding somebody. My pastor said something today. He said, I felt like somebody just came into their destination, or they came into their journey. You know, they came into who they are. Amen. He felt like virtue left out of him. Amen. God showed him that somebody received what he was saying. And that's the way Jesus said. Jesus did the exact same thing. He said, who touched me? Amen. He said, because I felt virtue go out of me. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. Amen. But the Bible says, he that is spiritual, this is the key verse, judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. So we're going to talk about this. The spiritual people judge all things, the Bible says, but you are not judged of any man. Why? Because it's how you carry yourself that you don't judge, that no man can judge you. The Bible said, but who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So look at what this verse says in 1 Corinthians 12:15. He that is spiritual, talking about the spiritual man, judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. That is deep. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 14:37. If you turn over to 1 Corinthians 14:37, and we're going to start in verse, Let's go up to the beginning of this chapter. It starts in verse 26. I'm sorry, 27. No, it starts in 26. Okay, how is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. Talking about edifying the spiritual man. This is in church, and this happens a lot. This is very good that we're reading this tonight. The Bible said, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Amen. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. That means you don't get up on the microphone. Well, we have microphones now, but in those days they just spoke loud in church where they can be heard. The Bible says if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church. That means don't get on the microphone unless there's an interpreter. Amen. The Bible said, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. Verse 29, if anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. A lot of times we want to be seen. Amen. That's the flesh. God, and when you're in the spirit and God is feeding you in church and you're all caught up and in praise, and, I mean, everybody got the Holy Ghost and everybody is feeding their spiritual man in church, a lot of times the Holy Spirit will speak. And if you're in the spirit, you're going to hear what he's saying. Okay, he's only going to say one thing. He's not going to tell you something different than he's going to tell me. So, of course, I'm going to get the revelation. You're going to get the same revelation I got. I mean, it happens all the time. Two or three. But everybody cannot speak. So the Bible says, if anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. That means let the person who God revealed it to first speak on it. Amen. But he said that ye all may prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophet. That means that if God is telling you something, you can hold your peace. Amen. A lot of people say, oh, God was telling me and I couldn't help myself. No, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. That means you have control over your spirit. Amen. And when you are mature in God. And that's what we want. We want mature people in God. Amen. We don't want anybody that's a babe in Christ on the microphone because they might not know how to control their spirit. Amen. The Bible says you are to be mature men and women in God. The Bible says, amen, in verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints. So there was a lot of confusion going on with the gifts, amen, in those days. The gifts don't have to be confusing if they're done decently and in order. Now, Paul was laying down some rules for that. Let your women keep silent in the church, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Amen. We're not going to get into that because we did have women speakers in the church. But he was talking about women that had husbands that wanted to, that was usurping authority over the man in the church and their husbands. Amen. And the Bible says, learn at home, take them home and teach them. Amen. So that was a family thing. But the Bible says that if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in church. So some things have to be done at home, amen, when you want to carry on those kind of conversations. Amen. But the Bible says, what came the word of God out from you or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, and this is the verse that I'm getting to, verse 37, talking about the spiritual man. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So spiritual people will acknowledge, that the word that it's the commandment of God. Amen. And I wanted to read over in Galatians chapter 6. The Bible said, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, talking about the spiritual man again, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Here we see spiritual people are, number one, they're meek. They help restore the body of Christ. Amen. So spiritually minded people are about restoring. Spiritually minded people are about bringing restoration. That's what we are concerned about. When you're spiritually minded, you want to restore people, bring people back, amen. Not pull people down, but build people up. and you do it in a spirit of meekness, the Bible says, considering yourselves. Amen. Spiritual people are prophetic. They acknowledge the word or the commands of the Lord. They judge all things, yet live a life above reproach so as not to be judged by anyone. These are the people that can have faith to move mountains. When these are spiritual people, amen, that can believe God against all odds when everything else says no in our circumstances, but we say yes, amen. We can stand firm on the word of God, amen, because we have built up our spiritual man. We're going to continue this lesson, part two, on Thursday night, talking about the spiritual man and how to build up your faith, your spiritual man, how to build up your spiritual man. Amen. But it's time. My time is up. I just wanted to say God bless you. I love you. This is Evangelist Amos signing off from Manna Teacher Ministry, and I hope you got blessed. Good night, and I love you. Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.